There was a lot of interest in my episode on testosterone replacement therapy for men, and so just some feedback on that and some of the research. So the research shows that if you do weight-bearing exercise, especially deep squats over leg press, because when you do squats you are involving large amounts of muscle groups, that your testosterone does elevate, but only for a few hours. So it's not going to be that you have elevated testosterone for the whole week. It elevates for a few hours and that puts you in an anabolic state to lay down muscle, which is really good. And obviously then it would make sense to do that something like twice a week, you know, over once a week, because then you have two spikes in testosterone. Also things like jiu-jitsu as well been found to elevate levels of testosterone for a few hours. As far as replacement therapy goes, so we just want to talk about the dangers and the unknowns. Okay, so it's not just the dangers. So the dangers to me would be the cognitive effects, the effects on your impulsiveness. I've noticed over my 18 years of practice that guys on testosterone generally don't have a good family life. There are a few exceptions, but that generally seem to be the rule, because it does increase your impulsivity. If you can remember when you were 16 or 18 years old, you're way more impulsive. But there's no real research on this, because these things are so hard to research. It's so hard to isolate, like, how impulsive have you been after being on TRT for 3 months? You know, how impulsive are you? You know, how do you judge that yourself? You know, there's so many factors, and this is the problem with science and testing on humans. It's fine testing on mice, but of course then how impulsive is the mice now? How many little fights are mice getting into? So unfortunately, when it comes to human beings, science is flawed. It's not great when you want to start introducing things like testosterone, which is a very powerful drug that has cognitive effects. Not just cognitive effects, I also wanted to see whether it affects something called apoptosis. Basically, what you want in your body, especially for longevity, is a state where the body absorbs old cells and lays down new cells, all right, or eats, basically allows old cells to die. That's how cancer forms, is that old cells mutate and then they carry on growing. So not to alarm you about cancer, because there's no research about testosterone and cancer yet, but generally for longevity, you basically want your old cells to die and to be replaced by new cells. That's why fasting is so good, and also not such high protein diets, because that does put you into sort of a building state, a permanent building state, which doesn't allow for cell death to happen and then replacement by new fresh cells. So I put the research into that, and the first thing that came up was testosterone actually causes apoptosis or causes cell death, but in neurons, which was quite alarming, because of course you don't want to get neurodegenerative diseases, you know, like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So I researched this further, and the only other research came up was this one, pretty much contradicting that previous study. So the jury is still out on whether it's going to increase neurodegenerative diseases over the long term. Now everybody looks at Sly Stallone, Jean-Claude Van Damme and Schwarzenegger, and they say, well, you know, that's, you know, these guys have been doing it since the early 80s and they're all fine. But of course, tens of thousands of people have been doing testosterone since the early 80s. And, you know, this is a very small portion of the population, so you can't just use them. So I'd say generally stay away. But if you are having problems like gynecomastia, basically getting breasts, you are insulin resistant, you have something called metabolic syndrome, or pre-diabetic type 2 diabetes, and you're battling to put on muscle, definitely consider testosterone replacement therapy. If you're battling to get out of bed in the mornings, also look into that. That might be more, it's definitely more of a dopamine issue, which is linked into testosterone, and of course a oxytocin issue, which was a huge deal about 8 or 10 years ago, and now that seems to have gone away, and now everybody's concentrating on dopamine because everyone wants to be more motivated. But yes, definitely, if I would say only in those cases, and then to give it a try. And then Peter Attia is a really good person to look at, although he doesn't bring up any neurodegenerative problems when he talks about it, or not that I've seen in a few hours of footage that I watched with him, I'd say, yeah, just do your research and then get it tested. And this is one of the things that when I studied all these things, when I was studying to be a chiropractor, really got to me was that how complex the human body is. So it's so amazing when you discover how all the things work and fit together, all we have discovered, which is amazing. But then how complex it is when you start doing research on the things that can go wrong, and how much more we need to discover. So a lot of it is trial and error still. And yeah, so that's my thoughts on that. I hope that helps. Thank you.